Today's episode, The Lone Pine Stampede. Inyo County has a long history of ranching and cowboying. In the early 1860s, the first settlers in the Owens Valley raised cattle for the mining camp of Aurora, and bronco-busting cowpoking has held fast ever since. In 1941, Lone Pine rancher and southern Inyo County legend Russell Spainauer started the ball rolling for what would become a yearly Western event. Spainauer worked with stockman Wilford Klein and community members from Lone Pine and created the Lone Pine Stampede, a rodeo held to celebrate southern Inyo's cowboy and ranching heritage. At first, the Lone Pine Stampede was held in what was known as the town ballpark, but as it grew, a formal rodeo ground was constructed in an open field behind where Lone Pine Western's Film History Museum stands today. Hundreds of people were able to be seated on the fine grandstands that were constructed. Rodeo events included calf roping, bareback riding, team roping, saddle bronc riding, and bulldogging. Later years included presentations by the Bishop Etz, a women's Western riding club based in Bishop, and a water ski act held out in Diaz Lake. By 1955, the Stampede program included Lone Pine versus Independence baseball, a parade, the Stampede dance, and, of course, the coronation of a Stampede queen. An early 1960s program list, and I quote, "a businessman's burro race as a stimulating part of the annual weekend," end quote. Slim Pickens was a rodeo crown for numerous Stampedes before his Hollywood acting career took off. Sponsors included the local Lloyd Shoe Store, Joseph's Market, the Lone Pine JCPenney Store, and Wrangler Jeans. In 1963, due to the increasing cost of procuring stock and professional riders, the event changed to amateur status. Organizers kept the rodeo going for several more years, but eventually, the Lone Pine Stampede faded into the sunset in 1980. There are still many folks that fondly remember this classic piece of Eastern Sierra's Western history. It's been reported the Museum of Western Film History staff, with community encouragement and support, hope to bring the beloved event back someday. Just like the bronc rider circling the arena on his or her bounding Mustang, things sometimes have a way of coming full circle as we make our way along the Avenue of Memories here along El Camino Sierra.